All right, back on Pittsburgh Works, and we continue now with the president and CEO of Presbyterian Senior Care. He is Paul Winkler. Paul, good morning, and it's great to have you a part of Pittsburgh Works. And I guess we got to talk about why and how you've been providing living and care options to older adults for more than 80 years now. Pretty incredible. A great track record. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. Yeah, we actually will be having our 85th anniversary coming up in January, so we're very excited about that. And as we look at back at our history, for the first 50 years, we were sort of two facilities, one out in Oakmont and one down in Washington. But over the last 35 years, we've grown to serve now over 6,000 seniors a year across 10 counties of southwestern Pennsylvania, and actually western Pennsylvania, more recently up in the Erie area. And at the same time, our range of services has grown too. We now have two retirement communities, skilled nursing and personal care facilities that include our sort of specialty Alzheimer's care program and also hospice program in conjunction with family hospice and palliative care. We're just here. And we also have a network of affordable, supportive senior housing communities, and then more recently, a variety of home-based services.
All right, here's the question I'm sure everybody asks you when they first sit down with one of your employees. Presbyterian Senior Care, how does it differ from other elder care providers?
Yeah, great question. Well, first of all, I think it's this sort of continuum of services that we provide. You know, everybody ages differently and has different needs and desires, and so we've tried to provide a range of living and service options for them. So today we have about 56 senior living and care communities, and we refer to them as communities because we really want to be about creating a sense of community for all of our residents. So I think first of all, it's sort of that range or continuum of services. Second, I would say that, you know, being a faith-based mission, a faith-based organization, and having that nonprofit focus, we, and as a Christ-centered organization, we strive for excellence to really work at enhancing the lives of older adults. So, and but I would say Presbyterian is in our name, but we serve people of all faiths, all walks of life, and also serve people across the income spectrum, people with means as well as those with few resources. And then thirdly, I would just say, you know, we're accredited as an aging services network, and we think that's somewhat unique in that we've undergone sort of a voluntary survey by an international independent organization and earned their seal of approval for excellence as a network.
You know, I've heard so many good things about you, and I've heard you on our air for years, and, you know, stories and backgrounds and people that have worked for you, and you said Alzheimer's. I just want to ask this question very quickly. Paul Winkler is here. He's the president and CEO of Presbyterian Senior Care. I was fortunate that my parents didn't suffer from that dreaded disease, but what comfort it must be that you give people who are dealing with their parents who basically are whole, but they're not whole.
Yeah. It presents a unique challenge, I think, because we want to honor the person, who they are, and continue to provide a good quality of life for them wherever they are in their own reality. And because of that, we've tried to focus on what we call person-centered care and person-centered services. And that's really sort of going into their world, into their reality, and providing them a really good quality of life. And that model of being person-centered is really what we're trying to do now across our whole continuum, actually. And it's a newer model. You know, the old model was more medical model, more institutional. And now I think we've come to realize that everybody has unique needs, whether it's a person with Alzheimer's or a person who has physical needs, and we want to sort of go into their world and focus on them and give them as much choice in terms of activities of daily living and to enhance their quality of life. So for us, you know, sort of balancing that healthcare and hospitality of really creating a nice blend.
And the idea is to give them the comfort zone to where they feel whole, they feel, you know, in surroundings that they understand, they appreciate, and most importantly, the people that are on the outside looking in who care so much about these people, in particular a family member, especially a parent that took care of them while growing up, the last thing they want to see is their life upside down. The more comfortable they are, the more comfortable the entire family is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's a lot of the time it is really, we're serving the families as much as we're serving the individual, the resident.
Continuum care. Tell me about that.
Yeah. That's, again, a little bit of that. It's about the continuum of care, the different type of services and all we offer in our nursing and personal care facilities or homes, but also the continuum of living options. And so we have an affiliate called Senior Care Network, and there we have a supportive senior apartment communities. It's affordable housing with services, as well as housing for persons with disabilities. And we do that across 30 locations. Within the region here. We also have a program that's sort of unique called Longwood at Home, and that's an innovative model that's actually received a good bit of national attention recently. That's sort of a blend of care management services provided by a team of social workers and long-term care coverage that's really focused on keeping people well and in their homes. And then we have Longwood at Oakmont, our continuing care retirement community that just celebrated its 20th anniversary, as well as we're celebrating the opening of our fourth phase that includes our Grandview apartment building and a new Stone Ridge dining venue, wellness center, and a new Hanna Healthcare Center. And then another piece of our continuum up in the in New Wilmington area, a beautiful community in New Wilmington, Shenango and the Green, a retirement community there affiliated with Westminster College. So we're trying to have that whole broad range or continuum of services and living environments for people.
All right. This slogan, I absolutely love it, and I cannot wait to hear your answer. Positively living.
Yeah. Well, it's our way of saying that it's our goal to meet each senior where they are each day, in their own home or in the community or in one of our communities, to support them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, you know, to have an excellent quality of life. And this goes for their families as well.
How can folks simply just sit back, relax, and not take it all in 1 minute, because this is a major decision, but get to know about what Presbyterian Senior Care does and really drink it in and have a good understanding of what their next step should be?
Sure, Rob. Well, they can check out our website, which is srcare.org. So it's like the abbreviation for senior care, srcare.org. All of our Presbyterian Senior Care communities and services are described there. Also, folks can find us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and you can call us. Our main number is 412-828-5600, and that's even if you're just not sure where to turn, you can give us a call, and we'll try to help you with some general information as well.
Well, listen, a very early happy 85th birthday, and thank you so much for being here today. And this is a major decision that many people, even though they may not want to make, more times than not are going to have to when it comes to their parents and family members. And it's nice to know the Presbyterian Senior Care is out there. Paul Winkler, President and CEO on Pittsburgh Works. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. We got much more still to come today on Pittsburgh Works. And the whole idea behind this program is simple. We spotlight local businesses and talk about why, if you're going to do business in Pittsburgh, it makes sense. Why? Because it works. When customer comes to patient, client, or, of course, business to business, it works in the city of Pittsburgh, and that's why Pittsburgh works.